A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, and this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Friday, October the 16th, 2020, where we will be speaking about the COVID-19 pandemic currently in Zimbabwe, where we have 8,075 active cases of COVID-19, with recovery standing at 7,669 and 231 people who have actually died from COVID-19, including other political issues.
In worldwide, Marvelous, we see that COVID-19 is really causing havoc. There are so many cases going up in the USA. According to John Hopkins University, over 39 million people have contracted COVID-19, and more than 1 million people have actually died. That is worldwide. In USA, there are roughly about 8 million people who have contracted COVID-19, and over 200,000 have actually died.
Eight thousand and seventy-five vabatwa nedenda iri COVID-19 munyika pari zvino, uyezve pavanhu ava pane vanhu 7,669 vawanikwa ivo vachinaya kubva kuchirwere ichi, kwozowanikwawo vamwe vashaya vachiri panhamba yakamira yakati 231. Tombotarisa zvakare zviri kubuda kubva kuJohn Hopkins University, inova iyo chikoro chikuru imo muno muAmerica chiri kupa mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya yedenda reCOVID-19. John Hopkins inozivisa iyo kuti globally, zvinoreva kuti pasi rose tichisanganisira nyika yeZimbabwe, pane vanhu vanodaudzira 38.7 million, takuda kutosvika mu39 million vanhu vabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 pasi rose. Imo muno pasi rose zvakare pane vanhu 1 million vawanikwa vachishaya. Muno muAmerica chirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 chakapfunya chisero. Pane vanhu vakutosvika ivo 8 million vabatwa nedenda iri, zvichisanganisira mutungamiri wenyika ino yeAmerica vaDonald Trump nemhuri yavo, ava vakazivisa mazuva apfuura kuti vakange vabatwa nedenda iro reCOVID-19. Tozoona kuti pavanhu ava pane vanhu 217,000, nearly 218,000 vawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri vachishaya. Saka tange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezviri kuitika panyaya yedenda iro reCOVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Tichitarisa zviri kuitika kuSouth Africa, apo paine chirongwa chavari kuti ivo South Africa First. Uyezve tichitarisawo zviri kuitika nhasi taona takudzwa Ngari Dzihure achiwanikwa iwo achiwanikwa achipiwa mukana wokuti abhadhare mari yechibatiso yekuti atongwe achibva kumba. Takudzwa anomirira iye sangano reZinasu, ndiye mutungamiri wesangano iri, uyezve anga ari kupomerwa mhosva yekuti anga achikuchidzira mirishonga panyaya yezvanga zviri kuitika munyika. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo, uyezve tine vanyarikani vakawanda vachange vari kupinda muchirongwa tichionesana kuti zvakamira sei mune zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Saka musakanganwa kuti chirongwa ichi tinochibika inonzi pre-recorded program. Saka pamunozotiona zvimwe zvatinenge tataura panyaya yemasigars zvinogona kunge zvasanduka panguva iyoyo, Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. We've got our guests already lined up. Our first guest is Mr. Dewa Mavinga. He is a human rights lawyer based in Johannesburg, but these days I'm told he is in London or is back in Johannesburg. Welcome to this program, Mavinga.
Thank you so much, Gibbs, and marvelous. It's a pleasure to be on your program. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we also have Chief Ndiweni. So let's start with the Chief Ndiweni. So Chief Ndiweni, welcome to the program, sir, and tell us exactly what are you doing these days. You know, many things are happening in this world.
Thank you very much, Mama Gibbs, for the invite. Marvelous. Thank you very much indeed. All the other guests, thank you very much to have this opportunity. At the moment, I'm here in London, just recuperating from a number of operations and surgeries to the eyes. And it's making progress. So it's making good progress on that. So that's where I'm at the moment in London, just under the doctors and surgeons consultants.
The last time we had was that we were removed as chief of Ntabazinduna. What's the situation right now? Are you still conducting business as usual?
Yes, I am, Baba Gibbs. There's been no change in that. Sometimes things, you know, like when we hear about fake news, I think it's probably one of those issues. It's a fake news story whereby in the morning, I'm woken up in the morning, my headmen are calling me, I'm talking with them, we're discussing issues. Now we're in the middle of trying to planting and plowing and things like that. And obviously the COVID issue is coming through. So, Baba Gibbs, there's no change. Marvelous, there's no change. I'm still continuing as I am.
Yeah, Baba, Ndunenkulu, siyacela ukuthi usitshele ukuthi okwamanje kuyini elikwenzayo njengoba sizwa kuthiwa liseBritane. Njalo lokhu induna yini ngale? Sizwa phela ukuthiwa induna sisusiwe esikhundleni.
I'm here, as I said, trying to recover, but also I'm not sitting down, not doing anything at all. Whilst I've been here, I've managed within a space of 2 months or so to form a new organization, which is advocacy on the right to vote for those in the diaspora, the whole diaspora, whereby we're saying that really in the diaspora, we didn't realize that we had 5 million plus people in the diaspora. And the number of people who voted in Zimbabwe in the last election only numbered 4.8. So your mind begins to race when you hear those figures. And when those figures come from the United Nations, your mind races even more. The population of Zim is estimated by the UN to be 14.9 million. So it's a reasonable proposition to say that in the diaspora, you have a huge amount of power and potential that you are sitting on, which has been unused. That in fact, really, if you wanted to elect the government of the day, you could. So that organization is geared for that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, Gibbs, if I can just pose a question to the chief to say, when it comes to COVID-19, how are you handling the issue of informing some of the people in your constituency about what COVID-19 is and, you know, some of the implications?
The COVID-19 obviously has challenged everyone. The deaths are continuing to rise in the rural areas. Mm-hmm. Zim is 70% of the population is in the rural areas. So we're looking at a hidden time bomb. All I can say is that the number of deaths that are reported to me, and I'm saying they're undocumented, you'd be putting a question mark to say, was that COVID or wasn't it COVID? So we are passing on that information, which is passed on to the government in Zim, from the UN, from the World Health Organization, cleanliness, staying at home, staying insular, not mixing too much, trying to do those things. But then again, you have the issue of if you want water, you go to the one bush pump. There are 200 homesteads going to one bush pump. How to keep that one bush pump sanitized, clean, so that infection does not run riot through that whole village. So you have those things which are pertinent to rural communities, mm-hmm. which are definitely the hard things.
Talking about rural communities, yesterday was actually the day to commemorate and remember the work that is done by rural women. What would you say are some of the challenges facing the rural women in your own constituency, that if people are listening out there, they could come in and say, you know, they would like to help in this and that?
I think really the big thing to start off at the beginning to help the woman, rural woman, is that to try and release the chains from her. Mm-hmm. She's spending nearly 70% of her time in the day thinking about water, food, how to keep the home running. Those are basic issues that in Washington, D.C., in London, you don't think twice about. Mm-hmm. They're done. And then you are free to do those things. So we're still holding on to those basic issues of water, assisting them to get water, that sanitation. And then also with that water there, the next level up is to say, how do they get power? Because at the moment, if I'm speaking from Dawazinduna, mm-hmm. deforestation is wide. The cutting of trees is wide. I cannot penalize the young boys who are cutting firewood for their grandmother to keep warm. I would be mad to do that. So we're having to try and look at a way of how we can get them power, and things like solar electricity comes in and all those other different powers of energies come in. But it's those basics, and it's also primary health care as well. Mm-hmm. Primary health care would be very good to empower the ladies out there to have the basics to deliver their primary health care service to the people.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Yeah, nasikhangela sibili okwenzakala kobomama khona ngapha emakhaya kade kulusuku lwabo izolo ikakhulu mama abahlala emakhaya kambe nina libanceda ngani khona ezindebele
hayi omama kade sisithi no siyathoba kahle labo omama bangene phakathi kohlelo lolo olufikileyo olwenkukhu ukuthi iguma leguma lithola inkukhu 1,000 bazikhulise and then they're sold off there. Ngomama abaphambili ngalokhu. Iprogram yethu 80% ngomama who suddenly, if they work hard, they've got an income coming in regularly, employment iyabuya regularly, and abanye abaningi sibili sebebize abantwana labezukulu from eJoburg back to ekhaya ukuthi lapha sile mali engcono kulani irand ngale. So we're being very focused on omama ukuthi less talk but more action. Ngoba abantu omama sebefike ngesilungu kuthiwa NGO fatigue. Sebediniwe ngabantu abaphethe amaphepha amaningi. Bekhuluma, but no action.
Aiwa, apo tangatiri kunzwa kubva kuna Chief Ndiwene avo parishino vari kuti vari ku United Kingdom uko vari kurapwa maziso. Asi vari kutaura ivo kuti vachiri kubata basa ravo sachief kunzvimbo yavo kunyangwe avo vari kutaura kuti pane vamwe vakanga vakanyora zvisiri izvo mapepa nawo vachitaura kuti vanga vabviswa pachigaro. Saka vari kutaura ivo pamusoro zvakare pezuva remadzimai iro ratakaona richirangarirwa pasi rose nezuro madzimai ekumaruva vachiti pane zvikwanisiro zvavachiri kuda pari zvino nyanya panyaya yemvura uyezve panyaya yezvikwanisiro vachitaura ivo vachinyatsotsanangudza kuti vari kudududza kuti pane zvimwe zvavanenge vachida kuti vabate panyaya yezvemaoko nezvimwe zvakadaro asi pari zvino zvinhu zvakati omei. Vakataura zvakare kuti panyaya yecovid-19 vari kuita zvese zvavanokwanisa kudzidzisa vanhu vari mudunhu ravo pamusoro pechirwere ichi kuti vapfeke mamaski vaite social distancing nezvimwewo.
Yeah, I think we've got another guest, and that is Mr. Teo Mavinga. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you so much, Gibbs, and marvelous. And my greetings to Chief Ndiweni. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we know that your one person has been targeted in South Africa over this hashtag South Africa First. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, yes, there is a movement in South Africa, Put South Africans First. And as Human Rights Watch, we have warned that the kind of rhetoric by this movement could incite xenophobic violence at a time when South Africans in communities, in the townships, facing difficulties linked to the COVID-19 pandemic, are well primed to find an excuse to look for a scapegoat. So we have warned that this movement is treading on very dangerous ground. Because historically, over the last decade, we have had waves and waves of xenophobic violence in South Africa with no accountability. The South African police and other law enforcement agencies have not been able to stop the violence, to prevent the violence. And we are calling on the authorities to take a lead and on this movement to say no one has a right to take the law into their own hands. They need to let the authorities do their work and not incite people to hate foreign nationals, to blame foreign nationals based on misinformation and disinformation. These are not facts that are being peddled by this group, but falsehoods that are designed to create a scapegoat out of migrants, refugees and asylum seekers.
Mhm. Mumboti taurawo nerurimi rwamai kuti zviri kufamba sei pachirongwa ichi chiri kuitika muSouth Africa uyezve sangano renyu riri kubata sei zviri kubuda muSouth Africa izvi.
Sangano rendira Human Rights Watch tiri kutsiura zvachose boka rekuSouth Africa rinonzi Put South Africans First kuti maitiro avo anogona kurunzira ruvengo rwevanhu vanobva kune dzimwe nyika zvichikonzera mhirizhonga yezenophobia. Tinoziva kuti muSouth Africa makore apfuura xenophobia yaigara ichiitika nemhaka yekuti zvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa vari kutambudzikawo vari munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana vari kuomerwa necovid iko zvino vanenge vava kutsvaga wekupomera mhosva kuti nemhaka yei vari kutambura zvavari kuita. Zvadaro vokonzera mhirizhonga, kupisa midziyo yevanhu kana zvitoro zvevanhu vanobva kure zvisinei nekuti zvavanenge vachitaura inhema, manyepo, hachisi chokwadi. Hurumende yeSouth Africa, mapurisa eSouth Africa havasi kuita basa ravo. Vanenge vakapeta maoko vakatarisa vanhu vachipiswa, vanhu vachipondwa. Saka tiri kuti hurumende yeSouth Africa ngaitungamire. Hakuna munhu ane kodzero yekutora mutemo kuisa maoko make kuti ndakakurova vanhu kana kudzinga vanhu nekuti ndinofungidzira kuti basa ravanoshanda ringadei riri rangu. Ini pachangu semutungamiri weHuman Rights Watch kuchemhembe kweAfrica yose vari kutotiwo vanodawo basa rangu asi vamwe vachona vazhinji havagoni kuverengera mazita avo. Saka tikwete ibasa rehurumende, kwete kuti imimi motanga kutaura kuti mungagone kudzinga here vanhu vese vanobva kune dzimwe nyika muSouth Africa. Hazvigoneke. Guta reJohannesburg makore zana apfuura rakavakwa neziya revanhu vaibva kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana, Zimbabwe, Zambia, Mozambique, Malawi zvichidaro. Saka South Africa ngaizvigamuchire izvozvo yoziva kuti iyo South Africa hachisi chitsuwa. Vamwe vekuSouth Africa vari kune dzimwewo nyika ngavazvizive izvozvo. Hakuna nyika ingararama yega ichanzi hakuna munhu anobva kune imwe nyika achapinda munyika medu. Hazvigone.
Let's talk to Mr. Mpande. That is Ndaniso Mpande. So, Baba Mpande, sawamukela kuhlelo lwako.
Siyabonga babuduve, ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Yeah, akusitshela ukuthi-ke nxa sikhangela indlala khonapho-ke eGwanda kume njani njengoba lamla kathi kuyi-World Food Day?
Ngiyabonga babuduve, ngiqala ngihloniphe induna uDiwena. Salibonani baba. Imo simi kabi lapha eGwanda, simi kabi kakhulu uma sikhanyele indlela izulu eline ngakhona ku last season. Alize line kakhulu ongangokuthi konke lokulima kube kulutshwani kakhulu. Njalo lenkomo azizange zithole nje ukudla okungani kuthe. Kodwa ke nxa sikhangele ngezifuyweni ngapha sokusiba ngcono ngoba kuke kwakhiza-khiza. Ngihambele emangweni emagwe lamhlekuseni la izolo ngibhoda amayezane mtazo. Hhayi ungani sokuqala ukuhlumahluma ukuthi konkhona inkomo zizaphepha. Kodwa-ke asikabi leqiniso lokuthi lizakuna okungangokuthi konkhona abantu bayenelisa ukulima sikulokuqondileyo. Kodwa-ke kathesi okwenzakalayo ngeziphaleni akulalutho ngitsho. Abantu bakithi bahlupheka kakhulu. Yebo ye kukho unye okubuya kuthontela ngikhona ngale ngemakhaya okunjengokusubsidized lokho okwelokhuzeni kukahulumende nokunye okuya kuma-NGOs. Kodwa-ke indlela abantu abayabelana ngayo ayithokozisi. Kulabanye abathatha okuningi, kulabanye abaphana nabongane. Ngifake umzekeliso ngoward 6 lapha emvela khona ekhaya ngako ngako mchazo sofa skoto bona kulempi enkulu kakhulu impi yakhona is between u minister of state lo councilor wakhona le u councilor wakhona le uba ku uskhula Dlovu kule stadi lapha aholisela khona ukudla uholisela isifone u minister of state uthi yena ukudla akuyeholisela komchazo ngoba kuzongale ikho lapho yena ale stronghold yakhe khona ikho lapho alamandla khona yikho futhi lapho ukuthi ungafikela khona kuthola bakhe bodwa abantu kodwa ke ngale ngesibona abantu bathola bona labo kuyibo kumele ukuthi bethole kungakhathile ukuthi ngabakabani bavela ngapi so ngezinye nje zenkinga abantu ababhekane lazo.
Yes, what Mr. Mpande is saying, Mavelas, is that, you know, there have been some little rains in places like Makwe, Maeza, and where he went today. But he says granaries are very empty in most of the villages. So he says there were low rains last year and the harvests were very, very poor. So at the end of the day, people don't have any food. Some are getting some subsidized food from the government. But there are so many conflicts, you know, around. You mentioned places like Mchazo, Sofa, and Skoto areas. That is in Kwanda North. So he says there's a lot of friction among councillors and other people that actually distribute food, especially on distribution areas or sites, you know, where the food is supposed to be put together and people have to pick it up from those places. So he says it's very, very problematic. Maybe you can talk to the chief and hear what the role of a chief is, you know, in terms of some of these things.
Marvelous. Maybe before we go to the chief, I would like to speak to Mr. Mpande and just ask that we, like what Gibbs is saying, we saw that it was World Food Program yesterday, but also on Thursday, it was a day of the rural women, you know, all over the world. What kind of issues are you seeing the rural women in your community in Gwanda are facing at the moment?
Oh, starvation. You know, when women they do starve, everything is not going all right. So only if they were going to be assisted by being given food or some loans to do some projects. I heard Chief saying that at Ntabazinduna there's a project for women. Mm-hmm. We do want the same thing here in Gwanda. Most of the women are not doing anything.
And then are women getting equal access to food when it is being distributed there in your area?
No, it's just the survival of the fittest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it depends who are you supporting. Which leader are you going with?
Interesting. There, maybe then let's move over to the chief. Apotrukunzwa vampande, vanova ivo kugwanda vachitaura kuti nyaya iri kunyanyonetsa kumaruwa. Takatarisa madzimai, nyanyave kumaruwa inyaya yenzara. Vari kutaura ivo kuti panowanikwa ipo pachipiwa vanhu chikafu, madzimai haasi kuwanikwa achipiwa mukana wekuti ivo vawanikwawo vachinzi semadzimai vapiwewo ruremekedzo rwekuti vapiwe chikafu. Saka vari kuti survival of the fittest, zvinoreva kuti itange watange kunzvimbo yekwavari kugara ikoko kugwanda. Uyezve vanga vachitaura ivo vachiti nyaya yechikafu iri kunetsa panguva ino, kunyangwe nhasi tiziva kuti izuva reWorld Food Program riri kurangarirwa iro panyaya yechikafu.
Chief Ndiweni, there is always this kind of conflict, you know, concerning food and all these other things. Chiefs play a very critical role in distributing food. And there used to be this kind of, you know, somewhere where the chief will store food and then distribute it to the people. His palace and course, you know, that kind of a concept. Is it still there? And if it is not, are you going to revive it one day? Or still people have to depend on these food handouts from the government?
That's a very good question. If I might answer it two-pronged ways. The first part of it is that regarding distribution of food, the government of the day has said on a number of occasions, food must not be used as a political weapon. It must not be used as that. The government has come out openly, said it many, many, many times. And as chiefs, it's been our responsibility of saying, when we do come across that, we must pick up that phone, call the district assistance, and then if we don't get satisfaction, call the provincial administrator of our local area to say food is being used as a political weapon. That is not Christian. It is not of faith. It is not of Ubuntu. And we don't accept that. So we need to really come hard down on that. In answer to your question, Baba, it's Phalasenkosi. Yes, that is a traditional thing. And it's one of those things, Baba Dube, where I'm saying, as an African people, you know, we African people have been blessed with so much knowledge, foresight, and vision. We have had it, but because now and again we've closed our eyes, we've chucked it in the bin. Isiphalasenkosi is a wonderful idea. It is up and running in Dabazinduna and in Mbembesi and in Nyamendlovu in Mkuza district, whereby we've combined our Isiphalasenkosi with the prison service and also the AIDS foundation of the country, whereby they plow the fields in Nyamendlovu, the prisoners do so, bring the sacks over to myself and my brother Chief Baba Ndondo, my brother Chief Baba Deli, and then we disperse it in that particular manner. The key is that if that structure is functioning well, the chief and the headmen should know the most vulnerable people in their communities without involving politics, without involving politics. So that's where we're at with that one there, Baba Dube.
Aiwa, apo tirikunzwa chief ndiweni vachitaura ivo pamusoro penyaya yechikafu vachiti chikafu kana zvinhu zvichiitwa nemazvo achifanira kunge chichipinzwa panyaya yezvematongerwo enyika. Vanga vari kutsanangura ivo kuti kwavanogara ivo vanokwanisa kunge vachiti kana paine vamwe vanenge vanzwa kuti pane vanhu vari kushandisa nyaya iyoyi yechikafu vachishandisa zvematongerwo enyika, vanhu vanofanira kunge vachizowanikwa ivo vachibvunzurudzwa, nekuti vari kutaura ivo kuti dai zvaibvira ivo sachifu vanoona sekuti hapafanire kunge pachipinzwa zvematongerwo enyika panyaya yechikafu.
Yes, chief, ngesindebele nje ngasitela ngeziphalasenkosi ukuti loko kusebenza yini, nxa kusebenza abantu batholani kukonoko?
Iziphalasenkosi ziyasebenza, Baba Dube, ziyasebenza sibili kakhulu. Siyathola amasaka avela khona ngale emasimini ethu emandlovu. Izibotho laphana ezamajeli ziyasebenza, ziyahlakula, ziyahlanyela, ziyavuna. Umumbu uyafika kithi. Nxa ufike kithi, thina sesikhangela ukuthi iguma leguma lime kanjani. Sesinika ugogo lapha kulabazukulu, sesinika ubani bantu labazukulu. Asiniki masaka jikilili, hayi, ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi lulutshwana. So siyathatha ngemganu nje sithi kezu. Kezu, kezu, ukuthi uqhele ufike khona phana. Kodwa into esiqonqosayo kakhulu ukuthi njengamakhosi sithi hayi, nxa ligqoke ama-t-shirt avela kumbangazo, liwachiye ngekhaya. Asifuni ukubona lokho ngokwakho, imfihlo yakho, it's your right. But nxa kufika ekudleni, masihloniphane, singadonselani. So kuyasebenza kithi ye, although we need a lot more of it, siyakudinga kakhulu ukuthi sikuqhelise baba.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Mavila, singakhuluma lodewa.
Regai tidzokere kwamuri vamavhinga. Ndandavunza kuti pane zvamaita here kuti mutaurirane nehurumende yeSouth Africa panyaya yezviri kunetsa parizvino?
Hongu, ndakanyorera tsamba kumukuru wenyika yeSouth Africa vaRamaphosa tichivataurira kuti nyaya yezenofobia rava dambudziko guru rinotoda mukuru wenyika kuti atungamire kuti ripedzwe muSouth Africa. Uyezve tichivayeuchidza kuti mitemo yeSouth Africa zvairi inotendedza kuti kuve nevapoteri vanenge vari muSouth Africa vane mvumo yekushanda nekugara muSouth Africa. Vanhu vanobva kune dzimwe nyika vanenge vachishanda zviri pamutemo, vachibhadhara mari dzavo dzemutero kunyika yeSouth Africa kuti nyika iyoyo isimukire. Saka vanofanira kuti vachengetedzwewo nehurumende yeSouth Africa. Tiri kutaura kuti South Africa iri kutungamira gore rino ndiyo sachigaro weAfrican Union. Zvakarewo inogara UN Security Council. Saka zvigaro izvi zvepasi rose zvinofanira kuti zviringane nemaitiro eSouth Africa kumba kwayo kuti ngaisashunguruza vatorwa nevabva kure nekuti mwana washe muranda kumwe kwa ivo ngavazive kuti vachaenda kune dzimwe nyika. Saka tiri kukurudzira zvikuru tiri kutaurawo neveparliament nemapurisa kuti vaite basa sebasa vasapete maoko vakaona vanhu vanobva kune dzimwe nyika vachishungurudzwa muSouth Africa.
Tombotarisa panyaya yanga iri kutaurwa naChief Ndiweni vanga vari pana panyaya yechikafu mukushandiswa mune zvematongerwo enyika. Pane zvirongwa kana kuti ongororo dzamunomboita, munoona zvakamira sei panyaya iyoyi?
Tinoona kuti muZimbabwe idambudziko guru nekuti vanhu vanosvika ivo 8.6 million mugore rino parinopera vanenge vachitambura vasina chikafu, vachipona nekupema nekupuhwa nevanobatsirawo masangano akaita sana World Food Program nedzimwewo nyika dzakaita sana America dzinenge dzichipa vanhu. Dambudziko guru nderekuti hurumende yeZimbabwe bato rinotonga neZANU PF ranga richiedza kuda kushandisa chikafu senzira yekushungurudza vasingatsigiri bato kana kuti yekutenda vanotsigira bato. Hazvifaniri kunge zvichiitwa kutyora mutemo, kutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu kuti chikafu chishandiswe kunzi kana usiri webato redu hatikupi chikafu kana kuti hatikupi mbeu kana nezvimwe. Asi zviri kuitika mukati meZimbabwe. Rimwe dambudziko riripo, cherowo nemapurisa havasi kuita basa nemazvo nekuti vanoita sekuti vanotya ZANU PF kana kuti vanomirira kuti vanoda kubata chete vanhu vasiri veZANU PF. Nzara yapfunya chisero mukati meZimbabwe. Hakuna chikafu, uori hwakatekeshera kune zvekurima kucommand agriculture. Saka varimi havana chavakabuditsa, vanhu vese vari kutambura vari kunonga svisve nemuromo. Saka tinokumbirisawo hurumende yevamunangagwa yeZANU PF kuti isanyima vanhu chikafu nekuti ndeve MDC kana kuti NCA kana kuti ngananangana. Ngaikuti munhu wese wemuZimbabwe anotambudzika anoda chikafu ngaapuwe chikafu pasina kubvunzwa kadhi remusangano.
Aiwa, tinotenda vadhewa. Maybe let me come to Mr. Mpande. Mr. Mpande, you heard there what Mr. Mavinga is saying about the issue of food. What are you seeing in your own area when it comes to the distribution of food?
Yeah, I think as the lawyer is saying, we need the law intervention there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I take it as a criminal, to starve people food when food is there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, masikangela baba Mpande ezokudla. Mase sibona ukuthi kula khona ukuthi abantu bayancitshwa nokunye okuthize. Kodwa ke abantu bona bazazikhulula njani? Ukuthi wena ungumpande ungazenzelani ukuthi uthuthuke uzikanyelele okufunayo kwenze konke okufunayo. Ungakwenza njani?
Sorry baba. Umbuzo wakho.
Yeah, umbuzo wami ukuthi wena ngokwakho ukhonapho kwini ongakwenza ukuthi uzithuthukise ugcine uvuna usenza konke okujiyeneyo? Mbonani kuneenhlelo eziningi ezenziwa zinhlanganiso ezijiyeneyo kulokuthi abantu behlala becela kuhulumende becela ngaphi ngaphi, kwini ongakwenza ukuthi wena ukhululeke?
Vele into engiyibonayo mina ikakhulu Gwanda, vele izulu asilitholi ngobuningi balo, libuya ngobuningi balo ngemva kwesikhathi eside kakhulu. Into efunalayo lapha nxa sikhuluma ngento zokulima kumbe ngento zenzuzo yi-irrigation. Okuthi nga uhulumende uyavula ama-irrigation ebemengi esabelweni sakithi abantu bezenzele ngabe kuba lula. Kodwa ke sikhona ukuthi thina sizenzele la ma-irrigation sisodwa sizimele akuvumi ngoba imali yakhona singelayo. But ke nxa uhulumende ngayenza la ma-irrigation sizosala sizimele.
Ye, kodwa ke ama-irrigation siyabona linangwenu sibili kudala siyakwazi ukuthi sathi sikhula thina kwakungekho lokuthi kulokudla okuvela ku-WFP, kulokudla okuvela ngaphi ngaphi ku-World Vision. Abadala bethu babesebenza ensimini. Izulu sometimes alingani kodwa bele ndlela yokuthi ukudla kulungiswa so nxa kugcinwa ngendlela enje. Awubonti kungasebenza khona?
Yebo kambe kungasebenza baba uDube, but ke asinanzelele ukuthi ngesikhathi lina khula inani labantu lalili phansi kakhulu. njalo khona okokutholakele kwakugcineka ngobulutshwane bakho for isikhathi eside kakhulu. But ke kathesi abantu sebebaningi, njalo futhi lina ngesikhathi likhula bebekhona de belisekela besukeka edorobheni belithumela okunye okuthile. Pho ke kathesi sonke sisemadweni lesemakhaya siyafanana, asilalutho. Njalo futhi khonoko kwani okuphumileyo akugcineki ngoba kulutshwane kakhulu.
Yeah.
So ke kodwa ke khonoko kutshoyo ukuthi konkona khonoko kwakugcinwa. Yebo, zingasebenzisa zena ezizinto kodwa kuyabe ngokwesizini kumbe umnyaka odwa olandelayo izulu, nxa izulu lingayikubuna for iminyaka emibili akusoze kusebenze.
Ye, siyakuzwa Mpande, sicela ubambe khonapho Chief Ndweni. So there's this issue of food sustainability. We know that this is very critical in rural areas. How best can that be done? You know, because people now are too dependent on you know, food aid. What are you doing, Chiefs, you know, to alleviate this kind of problem?
I think there, Baba, it's about giving a change of mindset. Ukuthi, that there's no rainfall, we understand that, which means that we as a community have to change the way we do things. So rather than continuing try to plow for umumbu, milimili, let's go for inyawuti, small grains. Those things there that if you go across the border into Botswana, you see they seem to flourish. They harvest even when the rain is reduced. Let's try and change our mind of doing things in that particular way so that at least we can be assured of some form of a harvest. And small grains is one of those ways. And also to look at the livestock that we keep. We may have to change the breeding types of livestock and the animals themselves from cattle to goats so that it fits in with climate change. Whether you like it or not, climate change is here. We need to adapt to it to maintain that we keep going with it. But also the large part of that is a thing which people don't normally speak about. There's a spiritual faith dimension to this. There's a spiritual faith dimension to this. If we as a people do not do right by our conduct, if we don't go in the bush to clean the bones out, to clear out there, to do all those natural things that we used to do, they do impact upon our ability to get rain in those particular days. So it's not only just the physical side of it, but there's also a spirituality part of it. And if you are a man of faith, you'll read in, I've forgotten which part of the Bible it is, but it puts a conditionality on anyone getting land. It will say words like, if the righteous will not obey me, I will deny them the land. If the righteous will not honor my name, I will deny them the land. And so on and so on and so on. So we mustn't get too big in our heads that we can do it all. It's a two dimension. The reason why I speak in this way is that I was coming from Botswana one day, and as I got to the border, it was raining like anything on the Botswanan side. As soon as I passed the border and I came to no man's land, the rain respected the boundary of Zimbabwe and stopped. It stopped. When I got to the other side, it was bone dry. So I'm trying to bring it over from my job as a traditional leader. It's my job to bring that ethical, that faith dimension, that ubuntu into the conversation to say, you're not as big as you are. You do not have all the control. Some of it, give it back to the maker and you'll be surprised.
Yeah, so ngicela ukufaka isindebele ngamafutshane khona ukuthi okwehlula ukuthi abantu bezenzela ukudla kwabo bekugcine bakudla isikhathi sesifikile kuyini kulezi nsuku.
Lapha ke Baba Dube ukuthi abantu kumele bahloniphe izinto zomdabuko, baphume emakhaya, badobhe amathambo, bakhuphe amalembu ezihlahleni, benze konke, bakline, bathanyele khonaphana ngaphandle ezihlahleni, kwenze ukuthi kuhlanzeke kahle. Kwenza ukuthi umdali laye abone ukuthi abantwana bami bakhona khonapho bayangikhumbula, abangilahlanga khatshana, ngoba okunye yikho kuvala izulu. Lakho kumkhumbula ukuthi umdali khonapho, lakho umbona lowo uyagxizelela lesikristu, uyahlangana lesikristu, ukuthi lawe mkristu kumele uhloniphe umdali wakho, uhloniphe umkhokheli wakho, kwenza ukuthi izinto zakho zihambe kahle. Lizamangala nxa libona ukuthi hawu, nanti izulu liphongukuthutsha nje. Ye, umdali kwazile. Kodwa lakho nxa sikhangela ukulima kwethu, mahlabe zulu bantu benkosi mele sitshintshe ukuthi silimani umumbu mele siwuchiye eceleni singene emabeleni umnyawuthi uphoko ubani bani izinto sizaziye ukuthi noma sithole nje amazolo amafitshane 1 week we can still harvest into le ngikhulumayo ngayenza mina abantu balima bonke begijima ngathatha isikhathi sami ngalima ngemva kwendaba ngalima imdumba abantu bathi umdladla uyahlanya kodwa ngendumba le ngeviki elilodwa ngavuna amasaka lamasaka ngathenga umumbu lezinto zonke so ikukhangela yonke into ngendlela yonke into lakho ukuvuma ukuthi akekhe akakho uhulumende emhlabeni ongangenzela yonke into ngakho lo uhulumende
yes siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sicela ubambe khonapho mdladla maybe before I bring in Marvelous so Mr. Mavinga maybe the issue of land tenure legally becomes you know something that is a challenge in Zimbabwe how best can women own land you know it is very patriarchal is there any legal issue that we can play around with there to make sure that they till the land with their hearts out knowing that they own the land
yeah thank you certainly the issue of land ownership is very important but the constitution of Zimbabwe does lay out the equality that is there between men and women and non-discrimination so it is a question of implementation fully of the processes but also we need to know that sometimes the government of Zimbabwe should ensure that access to land and ownership is not a violent process so for example the chaotic land reform process from 2000 was so violent that women stood away from it and you'd find that the beneficiaries of that process were mostly men and political activists and not women simply because it was not a conducive environment in which women could go in and get ownership of land. And there is need for the government to be monitoring these processes so that the registration documents, the title deeds, are there in individual names and that is respected. And that would help in terms of improving agricultural outlooks. But if processes are politicized and there's too much politics and partisan politics, then it's makes it much more difficult for women to step into the arena.
Mm-hmm. Maybe mukambo otaura nerurimi rwamai vamavhinga kuti zvii zvingaitwe kuti tione madzimai anyanya titarisa kuti ranga riri zuva ravo ivavo vekumaruwa nemusi wechina kuti vawanikowo vachinzi ndivo vane mapepa ekuti pavanogara ndepavo kana kuti land ownership zvii zvingaitwe nehurumende takatarisa nyaya iyoyo.
Zvakakosha kuti hurumende kana ichitungamira nyaya dzeminda ione kuti madzimai apiwawo minda zvakaringana nekuti mutemo pachawo uri pachera bumbiro remutemo renyika runotaura kuti varume nemadzimai vakaenzana uyezve ngaparegeswa zvematongerwo enyika zvine mhirizhonga mukati tikaona jambanja rakaitwa rekutora minda kubva mugore ra2000 nanavachinotimba nevamwe mavo veterans yakanga iri zhowezha yaiita kuti madzimai asakwanise kupinda mazviri saka tinoona kuti vakakwanisa kutora minda panguva iyoyo madzimai mashoma nenyaya yekuti zvanga zviri zvinhu zvejambanja zvemhirizhonga zvisina kugadzikana kana kuitwa nemazvo saka hurumende ngaiite kuti zvinhu zviitwe negwara rakadzikama rakatsarukana kuti munhu wese awane mukana uyezve kana vanhu vachinyoresa ngavaone kuti mumwe nemumwe anyoreswa zita rake zvinoonekwa pachena nekuti dzimwe nguva vana baba ndo vanongoenda vodzoka kumba nemapepa anenge ane muzita ravo pakunyoresa kwemazita apa madzimai ekumaruwa ngavadzidziswe mitemo vazive mitemo yavo nekuti vazhinji vanenge vasingatozivi kuti vane kodzero yekuti vanyorwewo pamapepa emba kana pamapepa eminda yavanenge vachipiwa zvizhinji zvinozobuda musi unoshaya baba vemba pochizonzi hama dzaakuuya dzava kutora zvese saka nyaya yenhaka zvakare ngaigadziriswe nekuti madzimai mazhinji vanozorasika panyaya yenhaka vachitorerwa zvese vachisara vasina chokubata mitemo ngaigadziriswe kuti ionewo kuti nhaka inofamba zvakaringana isingatoreri kubva kumwanasikana nekumadzimai
aiwa tinotenda
baba mupande xa wasitela ke ngokubona kwakho ubona ngani indaba omama abanenge vengalamasimu uzokutiwa masimu akababa akulungiswe kono
ukuthi ilungiswe ngokunye nje okwakudala siko lakudala leli ukuthi omama balamasimu kathesi uma masikele yibo abasebenza nzima kuona la masimu abizwa ngobaba yibo abaproducerayo yibo abalimayo yibo abakhangeleyo obaba nalabo bevele bengekho lokuba khona kuyena leyo ndawo so ke kumele ukuthi bebona la malungelo ukuthi ebize bona lakhona okukhulunywa ukuthi konkona kumele ukuthi lelifa nxa sokulilifa abantu bakondoda bengabuyi bezothathela lowo mama impahla ezinjengelendi
so kodwa kungathatha isikhathi esinganani ukuthi kulungiswe khonokho
yikuthi nje vele into yelendi lapha eZimbabwe kumele ukuthi konkona idilizwe nje ipaliswe ukuthi yikho nje mbona kungcono ukuthi sibe lokho sigambela phezu kokuphethwe embi sibe lokho sigambela and sigambela izigambo esizifaka ngezingambo ezimbi futhi esiyabe lokho sizixexebula futhi sifake ezinye izigambo kangcono vele kudilizwe kuqaliswe ukutsha kuthiwe konkona i-land policy yethu isimi kanje and futhi leyo land policy igoqele labama nxa kuyukuthi kuyalinganiswa ukuthi konkona ubaba lomama kuyafanana akufanani.
Yes, Mabela, so what Mr. Mpande is saying is that land policy has to be changed because he says it's only favoring men, and at the end of the day, it should be clear what the land is all about.
Maybe let's go to the chief.
Yes.
And hear from the chief because I there's a lady whose land was taken. I think a story was done in Nyamandlovu. And she said the chief had allocated that land, but someone else came to claim the land as their own. What's the situation in your area when it comes to women? Are you prioritizing giving land to women? What's the situation?
The land issue is quite straightforward. It's whereby really the women and men traditionally have equal access to it. It depends upon the slant that you are taking when you go to the land there. The issue of whereby some woman comes along and takes the land from a whole family, obviously you are now going into a tribal situation whereby you're looking at customs, traditions, practices, and norms. Because when you look at the people settling all over Zimbabwe, one thing that is very sacred to people in the rural areas is the cattle crawl, ispaya, and also the fields. So there you are dealing with those things which have got a spiritual dimension to the family of those people concerned. So if you can take that on board and say, yes, here's the lady, she was your daughter-in-law, or she is your daughter-in-law, she'd like to continue farming that land, that is all well and good, that is fine. But she's still continuing the family name, the custodians, and all those things, so that those people who want to engage in ancestral worship and deep down and go and call the elders and things like that can still do that. So we mustn't look at land as a commercial entity on its own or a legal entity coming from the West on their own. We must look at land as an issue of that sort of African dimension, that is more than land. It's not just a piece of dirt. So in Tabas and Duna, no, we are portioning it out there. I think the last stands I gave out were quite a number of stands which I gave out. There were two young women, young ladies, who could show that they could do certain things. Fair enough, these were fresh bits of land, hadn't been lived in, hadn't been plowed in, but they went in there because they saw that and they showed themselves to be of good character. And that's the main thing when you come to a rural area. When you come to a rural area, the customs and the traditions say the custodians of the land must expose the new coming person to the land to the community so that it is the community that says yay or nay. It must not be a deal done behind closed doors. What? The minute you find yourself going behind closed doors, say no, 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 no.
That's a very interesting take there,
Chief. Yeah. Okay, Kuruku Mas Kuruma, Umtava, Tukuti, Siawazuti, Wage Unige Avane Umtavat. So, I do not matter as Wednesday, but the whole man, the Pelua was half a tele. So, I'm clearly the seal on a devil. I'm clearly China against Pagay.
Ah, oh, you give me, Baba.
Yeah.
I know. Lapha baba yikuthi siyabambisana umhlabathi lo. Nxa sikhangela umthetho sibili okhokhela izinto zonke. Umthetho we Zimbabwe Traditional Leaders Act umthetho ophambili odlula i-Rural District Act lamanye ama-act alandelayo ukuthi if you come to Ntabazinduna, nxa ufike eNtabazinduna, umhlabathi ubiza wonke umuntu. It's communal land. That's why it's called Ntabazinduna communal lands. Philipusi communal lands. Binga communal lands. Katoma communal lands. It's owned by the people. Wonke abantu own it. Which means that umuntu olamandla is the custodian, the village head, and the chief. They're the ones who say, right, you can come to this piece of land and use it. But know it through and through. Ukuthi, at the end of the day, umhlabathi lo belongs to everyone kona.
Yes, so this is a golden opportunity, Mr. Mavinga, to talk to the chief. You know, on various issues, there are so many things that I know you want to talk to the chief about. Go ahead, Mavinga.
Thank you so much. I think, firstly, I need to pay homage and to say Chief Ndiweni is a great inspiration. He is a revolutionary and he's a champion for human rights. And I'm quite pleased that I also hear him talk about women's rights within the context of our cultural values and traditional laws and norms. So for me, really, is to say thank you, because it is when we have leadership and leaders like Chief Ndiweni that we draw our inspiration as young people, and also we get this kind of balance and solid foundation that says, even as we fight for human rights, we have got a base and a link to our traditional values. So it is really to say, thank you, Chief. From where I am and from my space, I really have the greatest of respect for you, and it's a great honor to be on the same platform with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. And Baba Mpande, kuluma la nduna nasilapa, usikhona.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu lami ukuthi ngiphiwe ithuba lokuthi ngikhulume le nduna ngiyaqala nqa. Ya, angazi ngisho ngilo mbuzo baba nduna, angazi ukuqinise kokunganani, kodwa sizwa kuthiwa navele lina ngikhona ngapho lingabantu beNtabazinduna lilama title deeds aliyani ndawo, kambe kuliqiniso okunganani khonoko?
Ye, iqiniso likhona baba. Ama title deeds alaphana kumfowethu ubaba uNdondo esiphoseni eFinger location. Bathola ama title deeds emuva kachana ngoba babuya under Queen Victoria and banika umhlabathi otshiyeneyo. So nxa ufika khona phana esiphoseni and isiphosa sisithi ngile title, ulayo title ikhona. And pass off if you encroach on it.
Yeah, so siyakuzwa kakhulu utsho njalo ke itsho njalo nduna Mpande. So sibise ke uMavela Simhlanganya uye nyawazithila lo mbuzo ufuna ukubuza ke induna. Go ahead, Mavelas.
Yes, I think I'll go back to the issue that he spoke about you know, giving land to women and young girls. Just to reiterate again for us, what does a person need for them to get land in the rural area where you're at, a woman especially?
All the woman has to do is she has to come over and approach the village head or the chief for her name and her details to be written down in the book, so that at least they can say what she wants. Obviously, there'll be a conversation of what her background is, what is she doing, what is she bringing forth to that community there. She'll be put into the list there of those already who are there waiting in the queue for that land. But in each batch of allocation of land, like for argument's sake, let's say there's 20 pieces of land.
Mm-hmm.
At least 10 of those pieces of land are going to be retained for the local people who are already waiting for land.
Yeah.
The other 10, we are doing it on purpose to bring in knowledge, experience, and all those characteristics into the community.
Mm-hmm.
So that person comes in bearing all of those things to enhance the community.
Mm-hmm.
So that at the end of the day, we have a vibrant Ntabazinduna community that has doctors, lawyers, police, service, whoever it is, we want them in our community.
Mm-hmm. Apo tiri kunzwa isu vandiweni vachitaura ivo kuti kunzvimbo yavo vanokwanisa kuya vachinyoresa kana vari kuda yatingati land munzvimbo yavari, asi vari kutaura ivo kuti ndabvunza ini kuti ko pamadzimai muri kuvapa here mukana wekuti vawanewo vachiwana ivhu munzvimbo yavo, vakati aiwa kana mudzimai akauyawo achitaura kuti iye zvinyi unyanzvi hwake ndewei achawanikwa achigara nevamwe zvakanaka here munzvimbo iyoyi kwavari vanogona kuona kuti angabatsirika sei asi vari kuti ivo zvinhu izvi kana uri mudzimai hazviitwe naiwewe nachifu chete panofanira kunge pane vanhu vakawanda vanonge vari panyaya iyoyo kuti pagarwe dare pachionekwa kuti iwe zvawaenda uchinonyoresa uchiti uri kuda kuitwa zvizewe.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu ke uyakhuluma. So nduna singakaqedi konapa ekucineni singathi lokuyana kwakuthiwa bakukhiphile lalokhu lalokhu ike laphila yini ukuthi ikesi yangkhona njalo ingaphela nini ngamafitshane khonapha ngesikhiwa langasindebele. Qhubeka baba.
Kuphi baba okwesejele?
Khona kwejele, we know that you were actually fined, you were given bail, granted $500 bail. And then did you?
Yes.
So what's how far is the case right now?
The bail conditions were given. They were given very quickly indeed because the state had a nonsensical case. It was like I was saying earlier on, it was purely fake news. It had no legal binding whatsoever. So the bail was given off pending in the hearing at some future date of saying that what can be done about it. But in the judge's summation, it was clear to read between the lines that the justices were throwing it out to say this was a nonsense and that really a traditional court has the jurisdiction to sanction a local people in the community areas. So it's there. So nxa ngikhuluma ngakho yangena enkantoni indaba leyi ujaji omkhulu wayikhangela wayicungulula wabona ukuthi hayi lapha akulandaba nje umbangazi ongenileyo izigangi ezingenileyo nduna mdladla phuma laphana sizahlangana kwelinye ilanga futhi siyigqibele indaba ngoba njengoba babonile ukuthi hayi le into ayilamcijo phakathi iyadilika nje kuphela kwakuumotha nje isikhathi ithuba le High Court ngokuhamba ngendaba leyi.
What about the case of your removal from office? How far is it now? What are they saying?
That one there also, that was the same issue of whereby it was an unconstitutional attempt to remove a sitting chief. The constitution is very clear of Zimbabwe that the political arena may not infringe or come into the domain of traditional leaders. This current government tried to do that. And they did it in a very clumsy way to come in. And so we found that out and the lawyers took it straight to the court to say this is nonsensical. The political arena cannot come into the traditional arena domain to remove a sitting chief. The only ones who can remove a sitting chief are the home, the family of the chief. And it's very clear, it is only the family of the chief. So if you are a councillor, a member of parliament, a minister, vice president, deputy president, president himself, you do not possess the powers to remove a sitting chief. That is the constitution. So nxa ngene sindebeleni ujaji wayibamba indaba wathi le into imboza nje wayipheke kabi kakhulu ngoba ezombangazo azilamandla ukungena phakathi kokukhokheli bomdabuko. Incwadi enkulu okuthiwa yi-constitution ilobe khonokho ukuthi lina ligijima ngombangazo alingeni la lakho. Phezu kwalokho bagqizelela futhi bathi hayi, umuntu okhetha inkunzi esifayeni ngumdeni, hatshi umakhelwane, hatshi omunye umuntu ngale komgwaqo. Umuntu ozakhetha inkunzi esifayeni ngumdeni kuphela. Yikho ke lakho bayilahlile bazathi sizaxoxa ngayo khatshana. Yikumosha nje isikhathi senkantoni baba.
Ye hayi, kunjalo ke siyabonga kakhulu. Marvelous, your last word maybe to the chief or maybe Mavinga.
I think the gate mboenda kuna vaMavinga tichingoti takatarisa zviri kuitika todzokera zvakaita kuSouth Africa. Tinoona kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda ikoko uyezve vamwe vanogara vari kutyira upenyu hwavo. Mungati chii panyaya yezviri kuitika pari zvino?
30 seconds, Mr. Mavinga.
Zvizvarwa zvekuZimbabwe vari kuSouth Africa ngavataure nevamiririri veZimbabwe varimo. Tinokumbirira hurumende yeZimbabwe kuti itaurewo kuti vanhu veZimbabwe vachengetedzwe South Africa kwavari. Ndo chikumbiro chikuru ichocho.
I think we've come to the end of the show today and we wish to thank our guests this evening, Chief Tata Amangwe Ndiweni, Mr. Teo Mavinga, a human rights lawyer, and Mr. Ndaniso Bande is a Gwanda resident and a political activist. Signing off is Dube in Maryland, saying, have a lovely weekend. Goodbye.